for this kind invitation to UNEC and to the International Union of Railways for inviting UN Women this morning. First of all, I would like to let you know that after my presentation, I will have to leave because we're in the middle of the Human Rights Council, but we didn't want to miss this opportunity to share with you some of the good practices, the work that's been done in terms of public infrastructure and how we can really insert the needs of women and girls in their work on railways. So just to share with you that, according to our analysis, transportation varies considerably between people depending upon their age, their physical condition, and of course, their gender. Access to health and education services, accessible and safe transportation, or having the opportunity to carry out entrepreneurship and economic activities depend and rely on public transport. Across the world, women and girls figure and experience various types of sexual violence in public spaces, from unwelcome sexual remarks and touching to rape and femicide. And it happens on the street, in and around schools, public transportation such as trains, workplaces, parks, public toilets, and other spaces in urban, rural, online, and conflict and post-conflict settings. The mobility patterns of women are different from those from men, as collected by UN Women and UNOPS in the Handbook of a Gender Perspective for Public Work, published by our Argentina country office, we find that women do predominantly do polygonal trips. These trips link different points of the territory. They involve taking children to school, carrying out procedure or purchases, and only then arriving to their workplace. Men usually make round trips between home and their place of work. There's also diverse and complex mobility. Women usually travel accompanied by other people with some degree of dependency or reduced autonomy, and in general, carrying packages. More intensive use of nearby public spaces due to their care responsibilities. Women are the ones who use public spaces the most, squares, parks, etc. Travel experiences are more sensitive to the environmental conditions. So women make a high proportion of their trips by foot, and they are more affected by the state of the sidewalks, lighting, signage, water runoff, or the existence of covered transport stops and trees that provide shade, among other security factors. Greater immobility, which is a trend that it's observed among women who do not perform paid work that necessarily involves transfer outside from their homes or neighborhood. So, in a nutshell, women as caretakers and caregivers need to do longer trips involving routes to various points and stops, carrying packages or being accompanied by minors, people with disabilities, or that require some type of assistance. In light with this, they are the ones that are more at risk of experiencing violence and insecurity during the use of transportation services. The actual occurrence of acts of violence against women coincides with the three movements of the trip that generate a greater feeling of insecurity: the trip itself, the previous walk and a post-trip, as well as the time of waiting. This highlights the importance of the conditions of routes and waiting places. According to our studies, 64% of women in Bogotá, 60% of women in Lima have been victims of sexual assault in transport, while 62% of the women are afraid of suffering sexual assault on transport in Guadalajara, Mexico. The study, She Moves Safely, carried out in Buenos Aires metropolitan area, points out that users of public transport said that transit is the worst part of the day. The same study reveals that 72% of women transport users claim to have felt insecure compared to 58% of male users. And according to the ILO and the International Transport Workers Federation, violence against female transport workers prevents women from being interested in jobs in the transportation sector, especially regarding the positions in direct contact with the public. It also should be noted that the transportation sector is male-dominated due to social norms and gender stereotypes. Women being in transit and transportation are at a higher risk of sexual harassment. Additionally, for women, fear is something that is built from childhood due to the direct or indirect experiences of violence and sexual harassment that may have taken place while waiting for public transportation, walking to or from stations, or during the journey inside trains or by other means of transportation. The consequences of sexual harassment in public spaces and transportation are devastating. Women experience changes in their self-esteem. They feel a growing sensation of vulnerability, and it also has an impact on their daily life, lack of sleep, eating, and socialization. As a result, many women and girls do not enjoy the right to freedom of movement. Transportation infrastructure, such as railways, connects points and people and guarantees and exercises the rights to citizens to access essential services, opportunities, and markets. They are also essential to create and strengthen links and relationships between the different territories and their communities. So in Delhi, for example, UN Women, in partnership with Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, raised awareness and promoted the safety of women through public service announcements in two high-traffic metro lines. Messages on ending violence reached more than 200,000 people. Additionally, communities organized dialogues with women, girls, men, and boys to emphasize their roles as agents of change and encourage them to design their own strategies to stop violence against women. This example is only one of the UN Women's Global Flagship Initiative, Safe Cities and Safe Public Spaces for Women and Girls, which builds on its Safe Cities Free of Violence Against Women Global Program. The project aims to prevent and respond to sexual violence against women and girls in public spaces by supporting local and national governments. Several cities from over 32 countries from the Global North and the Global South have joined the initiative. So, to conclude, the integration of a gender perspective in the railway sector must first translate into the promotion of actions addressed to women as users of transportation system and women as part of the workforce in the sector. Also ensure the meaningful participation of women at all levels of decision making in the design, construction, maintenance, and operation. Seek the identification and elimination of barriers that limit women's access to achieve adequate female representation in the different links of the sector's value chain. This means passing comprehensive laws and national action plans to define and penalize sexual violence, any kind of harassment in the use of public transportation and infrastructure. Also, to work with programs on social norms, to make sure it's unacceptable by the community members and by individuals to have any kind of violence against women and girls whether they're using public transportation systems. And invest in the safety and economic viability of public infrastructure. Thank you very much.